Today there are many things that we celebrate. Of course, it is the first day of the month of May dedicated to the Most Holy Mother of God. And of course, it is also the first Friday in which we particularly dedicate and make reparation for our sins and the sins of all mankind, especially those who do not believe or do not care, to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then, of course, no last but not less, it is a feast since 1956 by the will of His Holiness, the Venerable Pope Pius XII, of St. Joseph the Worker. And this feast came about because by that time, of course, this was happening already for almost 100 years. By that time, socialism and communism were spreading all over the world. And the socialists and communists celebrate today a very big day of work. And of course, they use that as an excuse that they will not celebrate anything about God, and most less the saints. So St. Pius XII took the upper hand and reminded us and them that Jesus was not afraid to be called the son of the carpenter Joseph, even though he was not his real father. He was the son of God Almighty. But nevertheless, he was not ashamed to be called the son of the worker. And of course, the thing is, originally, work is a punishment for sin. Until Adam and Eve disobeyed God and committed original sin, there was no work. Everything was just there for the having. Then they disobeyed God. They ate the forbidden fruit, and they fell. If they had fallen from heaven to the depths of hell, it couldn't have been further, because they had a wonderful relationship with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they were filled with His grace, His life. Once they disobeyed, they committed the first mortal sin. And so important is that mortal sin that each of us inherits that mortal sin when we are born. And we have the necessity of baptism in order to be liberated from that mortal sin, which we call, rightly so, original sin. And so, work. But bad things can be transformed by the grace of God and by the love of God into good things. And our Lord Himself chose to be His father, one who should have been the king of Israel, Joseph, son of David. But instead, he had to work with his hands. And he built houses and furniture and all kinds of things. They were not derelict. They were not homeless and poor, as some philosophies and mythologies of modern age have tried to point out. The Holy Father, the Holy Family, was not really poor. But nevertheless, they were not in the royal palace. A fake king was in the royal palace. And so St. Joseph did that which he, in his holiness and purity, and of course, he was conceived in sin, but he was born free from original sin. At the moment of his birth, God delivered him from original sin. And thus, in the wisdom of God came upon him. And he realized that this would be the best way to fulfill his vocation, to work and to build, to do good things with those things that God had given to us. And so he built houses and furniture, and who knows what else. And Jesus called him Father, even though he was his putative father. So Venerable Pius XII, who hopefully soon will be canonized, decided that this would be a perfect feast to have to counteract the evil of socialism, which is, by the way, condemned by the Church as an evil, as a heresy. Many people think socialism is okay. It is not okay. The only difference between socialism and communism is that communism is atheistic socialism. And both of them are evil and demonic. So Pius XII instituted this feast. In 1956, when a good part of the world was communist, in order to counteract the evil. And so today we honor St. Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the most chaste spouse of the blessed ever-Virgin Mary, and the father of the Church, and the patron of a good death, the terror of demons. And I recommend that you pray on your own the litany of St. Joseph, so you can see the many things that the Church teaches us about him. After Jesus and Mary, there is no greater and no more powerful saint than St. Joseph. No wonder St. Teresa of Avila always carried his statue with her wherever she went and called upon him very strongly to help her in all her holy endeavors. So we too today call upon St. Joseph, the worker, the putative father of our Lord, to help us in all our endeavors. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.